This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida ahead of his Senate impeachment trial on Tuesday. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, Trump filled out his legal team on Friday.
They say the president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence about alleged threats and surveillance of America's former top diplomat in Ukraine Friday. Pompeo said in radio interviews that he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched.
My obligation as Secretary of State is to make sure that we evaluate, investigate any time there's someone who posits that there may have been a risk to one of our officers. We'll obviously do that.
The allegations, if true, are central to the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, who faces a charge that he abused his presidential power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden and using military aid to the country as leverage. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.